I couldn't believe it went on until 2 in the morning. That was pretty cool, though. We're talking about old times, and that was pretty neat. Anyway, got an interesting topic today, guys. You might want to hold off on eating your lunch until after you hear this, because you're going to get sick to your stomach. We're going to talk about what goes on in the factory farms and in the slaughterhouses, what they subject the animals to before they go to market. You might want to reconsidering eating meat after hearing this show, guys. Not only for health reasons, but ethical reasons as well. And also, I want to draw a parallel between what goes on in these factory farms and the way that we're treated today in society, how the government views us, because there's a striking parallel. The way they view animals for the slaughterhouses, the way they view us. We're exploitable commodities, and our suffering is of no consequence to them whatsoever. In fact, they actually get off on it, far from having any concern about it, to limit it. No, they want to maximize it, especially if it can advance their interests. So there's a striking parallel there. So studying the slaughterhouse, studying the factory farms, actually teaches us a lot about how society is run and how the middle class and the poor are treated, how they're viewed. Anyway, before doing that, before we go to our first break, let me mention Heart and Body Extract again, guys. I did a whole show on this not too long ago, about a month ago. And just to remind you guys, if you know, you're having any sort of health problems, RBN sponsor Heart and Body Extract, or even if you don't have health problems, as a preventative measure, you know, this supplement can help you. Heart and Body Extract supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and of course it delivers nutrients to your cells. So even if you're not suffering from any of these health-related problems, you know, even if you're in tip-top shape, Heart and Body Extract can be used as a maintenance tool, health maintenance, as well as a curative agent. And again, it's all natural. We're not dealing with pharmaceuticals here that the body cannot assimilate, that actually harm the body's system, your kidneys, your liver, whatnot. So to find out more, go to www.hbextract, H for heart, B for body. Again, that's www.hbextract.com, or call their toll-free number, 866-295-5305. Again, that's 866-295-5305. Amongst other things, as you may recall on the show that I did, this product is good for diabetes, which is why I'm going to be getting my girlfriend some. Actually, going to get myself some, too. I haven't gotten around to it yet, but definitely want to get some. I actually have a slight heart murmur. I've had it apparently since I was born. You know, it's not bothering me, but you never know. It could be a problem later in life, so I want to get on this stuff and hopefully avoid any future problems from it. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back talking about veganism. Very interesting. You don't want to miss this.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill?
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure, Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had a 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, guys, back to Two Thirds Radio. As I said, we're talking today about vegetarianism. You know, today we see many people because of failing health, and that is a common problem in this country today, and it is mostly diet-related. You know, thus people are turning to more healthy eating habits. There is a huge, it's become a fad in the country today. Cutting back or cutting out saturated fats, carbohydrates, cholesterol, starches, fried foods, you name it. But in addition, many are also getting on a routine of exercise. And, of course, to be in optimal health, you can't just change your diet. You got to exercise. You got to do both, especially if your goal is to lose weight. It's not enough just to change your diet, believe it or not. You know, something has to burn off that excess weight. And so the way to do it is exercise. And, of course, exercise is good for the cardiovascular. If you want to be in tip-top shape, you know, you really have to do both. But there's another health trend, health-oriented change that's taking place around the country. People are actually becoming vegetarians on a large scale today in record numbers and for good reasons. Not only that, but they are also giving up dairy and eggs. Veganism is growing, becoming quite popular. Again, for good reasons, many of which we're going to be looking at today. But the reasons for this don't just involve health. They involve ethics. So let's begin our discussion talking about that, talking about the abuse that animals face that are poised for slaughter. Most people have no clue what actually goes on, you know, before that chicken or that piece of beef or pork or whatever makes it to the market. They have no idea what is taking place. And I'll tell you, if they did, there'd be even more vegetarians out there, more people turning away from eating meat. Let's start with chickens. This is shocking stuff. And like I said, you know, if you've got a weak stomach, brace yourself, because this isn't pretty. But nevertheless, the truth hurts. We need to be aware of what's going on. Again, for ethical reasons and for health reasons. It's nasty what they do, and it's all done for profit. They don't care, folks, about the animals, and they don't care about you. They don't care what they put in those animal systems. They know you're going to eat that meat later and that meat is going to be intoxicated with the crap they put in those animals, but they don't care. So when you see how they don't care about the animals, maybe it ought to tell you a little something about what they think about you. And maybe you can translate that over into how the government views us, because literally the government views us as being in a giant factory farm. And the same type of efficiency they employ in the factory farms to maximize their profits, and very often involving the maximization of the suffering of the animals, you know, maybe you can understand how, you know, why our society is in such a mess that it is. Their idea of running an efficient society is to maximize the workload they put on you, minimize the pay that you get, and keep you on drugs so that you don't get so upset, so that you're kept more passive and more submissive, so they can continue to up the ante year after year after year, oppressing you more, getting more work out of you, giving you less pay, less benefits, if any benefits at all. That's their version of running an efficient society. Just like running an efficient factory farm, minimize the amount of food, maximize the amount of growth. Doesn't matter if it's mostly fat, as long as they look big and plump and you can send that meat off to market. But they even have ways now of minimizing the fat and maximizing the meat, but doing so in a very unhealthy way that keeps the animals in incredibly poor health, very sickly. You're eating sick animals. And those animals have sick hormones in them that you're taking into your body. But they don't care about that. They don't care about the animal suffering. And they don't care about the consequences of you eating those animals later with all the poisons they give them, the antibiotics, all the chemicals, the hormones. But anyways, let's talk about chickens first. The kind of life that chickens have in our factory farms. The image that many people have, you know, of chickens being out there, raised on the farm, you know, outside, getting healthy exercise, pecking off pieces of corn off the ground. It's a fraud, folks. It doesn't exist. It hasn't been that way for a very long time now. Out in the barnyard, you know, happily pecking away. It's a complete fairy tale. Today, chickens are raised inside of giant warehouses with no natural light illuminating the interior whatsoever. Everything is artificial. It's a complete fake environment, and it's a very unhealthy one, as we're going to see. I'm going to break this down into some pretty horrific details, but before I do that, let me go to a caller. We've got a friend of mine across the pond, as they say over there in England. We've got Ian from England. Welcome to the show, Ian.
Hey, Charlie. How's it going?
Yeah, how's it going, man?
Well, yeah, just a point about this, just for myself. I do respect exactly what you're saying regarding the mass production. That makes sense, but that doesn't justify, you know, the veganism. We are omnivores. Okay, we have incisors, we have molars. We were designed to, you know, to consume two different kinds of food. There are organic foods that you can have, and if it means the fact that people have to pay an extra amount of money in order to get meat, then that doesn't mean that there's something wrong fundamentally with eating meat. It just seems like it's almost like victimizing more people, you know?
I'm not arguing that. You are negative, and
you're a bad person. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I'm not implying that. In fact, I eat meat myself. But this is what I'm talking about, the abuse that they face. And although I will say this, that a vegetarian diet is healthier. That's not arguable.
Well,
it is healthier.
Come on, Charlie. You know for a fact you don't get vitamin D. vitamin B, sorry, from a vegetarian diet. You have to take a yeast supplement or something along those lines.
You're talking B12?
Especially to promote veganism. Veganism says you've got to go around in plastic shoes because you can't wear, you know, cattle skin on your feet. You can't wear leather. And that's promoting the fact that you're going to use some, petrochemical products.
Right, polluting the environment.
You know, to cover your feet. That's what vegans want to believe.
Yeah, I'm not taking it to that extreme. I'm just trying to make people aware of what actually...
Veganism says that you're not going to cover your feet in, you know, in cowhide. So what are you going to cover, you know, cover your feet in?
Right, right. No, like I said, I'm not taking it to that extreme. I just want to make people aware. People aren't aware of, you know, the average clump of meat you buy in the market, what's done to it. Like you said, unless it's organically grown, that's where the difference lies. But unfortunately,
Charlie,
it is more expensive,
I totally agree
too.
With you on this respect. And the fact is that most people don't respect their food, and that is why you have 35% of food actually just being thrown away. That's the most disgraceful thing, you know? And the trouble is, it's the waste that's the problem. You know, if you don't waste that amount of food, then the actual, you know, you wouldn't have to create the problems for the cattle and for the chickens and everyone else, because you'd actually create the number of chickens and the beef that you need, as opposed to the amount that you end up throwing away and discarding. And now they're looking at cloning beef now. Cloning.
Right, right. Oh, I know. And there's no regulations, you know, guarding that or overlooking that. They do what they want. I mean, they're even, you know, using pig genes, raising tomatoes, or even your produce. You got to watch out for that. Of course, they inject it with all artificial colorings and preservatives and pesticides, and you can't even trust your produce anymore. This is one toxified planet, and if people don't start waking up to this and taking action to prevent themselves from taking this garbage into their system, it's no wonder we've got the diseases that we have. First world countries have far more heart-related and cancer-related deaths than third world countries, and it's because of the way we process food, the chemicals and the crap that we put. It's sick.
You remember the time when the children were growing breasts because they had...
That's still going on. Yeah, it's the hormones. Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And now they're looking at actually cloning the beef itself. I mean, if you think about it, what is the worst way of exposing yourself to a potential risk of food problems is to actually create a single genetic creature that when you expose it to a particular virus, they're all going to get sick. They have to, don't they? They all come from a single gene pool. And they don't even have the natural, you know, evolvement in the fact that, you know, they don't have anything that separates them. So everyone has to, every single cattle in an entire herd has to be sick.
Right. Yeah, it's just a big mess.
That doesn't seem like you're even protecting your own food chain, you know, your own market. I mean, that seems to be undermining the market. But then, why would you expect that? You've got Monsanto saying, hey, it's fine to, you know, create seeds that can't even reproduce. You know, with GM corn.
Yeah, the Terminator seed. And that's coming right around the corner. I mean, you're right, but I mean, the point where that's all that's available. You know, you won't be able to grow your own seeds. Farmers won't be able to, you know, plant your own seeds and grow your own crops. And you're going to be dependent on these companies. There's going to be a total monopoly on food. They're going to charge just like they charge whatever they want for oil right now. They'll charge what they want for food. In fact, we're already pretty much there. Food is outrageous, but it's going to get a lot worse. This isn't anywhere near where they want to take us. This is just the beginning.
Oh, Charlie, but the profit isn't in the seed. It's in the fertilizer and the pesticides, which are specifically designed to act and work with that particular crop.
Right.
It's a triple whammy. You know, they got all three of them.
Yeah, they're getting the angle.
Sure. They got the fertilizer, they got the pesticides. All one thing.
And, you know, they've driven most of the small time.
This is kind of, you know, this is like cradle to grave, isn't it? You know?
Yeah.
It's a cradle
to grave. Most of the small time farmers are driven out of business. They can't compete with these big agribusinesses anymore and you know, the big... big farms, because they're buying all of these products and maximizing their profits so they can undersell them. So they're driving up the small farmers. Anyway, we've got to go to a break. Did you want to hold on, Ian?
Yeah, sure.
Ian?
You're happy?
Yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, let's be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. We've got Ian on the phone from England, not Eon. I called you Eon before the break. I don't know where that came from.
That's close enough.
Yeah. But, yeah, it is a mess, you know. And again, if we just blindly go to the market and drop things in the basket without giving any thought, we're setting ourselves up. And worse yet, we're setting our kids up for, you know, a very bad start in life. We're giving them poor health that might turn into a cancer someday or to a heart attack or something. You know, it's we can't afford to trust the food industry and the regulatory agencies to protect our health because they're not doing that. They don't care about our health.
Absolutely.
So we've got to be our own regulatory agency. What's that?
We have the same problem in the UK, you know. We have obesity increasing. But it's down to the amount that people eat and the lack of exercise. I mean, this is the trouble. Everybody wants a silver bullet, right? They want a quick fix. They say, we do this, it's going to solve something. Become a vegan, you'll solve something. Well, you can be a vegan, and you can eat a trough full of, you know, of anything. It doesn't matter. And you're going to end up fat. You're going to end up overweight. And people have to realize that it isn't just about the type of food you eat. It's the quantities and the amount of exercise you get. So if you're not going to do any exercise, you're on a vegan diet, you're still going to end up fat. It's not going to make any difference. You know?
Right. I mean, this sedentary lifestyle, by sedentary, I mean, you're sitting at a desk all day, you know, in these advanced first world countries that we live in. You don't have time to exercise. You're busy at the office all day sitting down. That's not exercise. You're just sitting down, picking a phone up, you know, and putting it down all day long. That's not exercise.
Exactly.
And so you go right home and you don't exercise. You don't, you're too tired anyway. You've been, drained sitting there all day. It's very tiring.
No,
very...
this is it, Charlie. And then, this is the problem.
And then what do you do? You go home and you
tired,
eat
but you're not
cholesterol
tired.
What's that?
Well, you're mentally tired, but not physically tired.
Right, but then
most people
that's
actually,
too.
When they come home from work, they're not physically tired because they've sat at a desk all day. They've done very little physically, but they're mentally tired. And so therefore, and they don't have that, the balance. There doesn't seem to be a major balance in most people's lives.
And, they wouldn't be so physically tired if they were getting exercise. You can handle the mental strains a lot better if your physical body,
actually, if you're doing something more physical, then you have the oxygen going around your system, which it gives you a greater capacity to work, to get your brain to work as well.
Right.
Because your brain
completely backwards. Completely opposite of what it should.
People actually spray themselves with oxygen. I mean, that's how weird it's got now.
Yeah.
They have these little squirty things that they stick in front of their faces in order to try and give themselves a boost during the day.
The quick fix generation. The fast food generation. Get it quick, get it hot. But what are they doing to themselves? They don't stop to think. Yeah. Anyway, was that it, Ian? Or?
Look, that's good for me. If you want to carry on with what you're saying, no problem at all.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to go through the notes here just to make people aware of what's going on. I'm not trying to tell them what decision to make, but the point is people aren't informed of what's happening, with the food industry today. So they need to be made aware of that. All right, thanks for your call there, Ian.
Yeah, take care of yourself, Charlie.
Okay, I'll catch you on Pal Talk later.
Yeah,
one of my Pal Talk buddies there from paltalk.com, folks. By the way, after I leave RBN at the end of the week, anybody, wants to keep in touch, you can still continue to email me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Hurts spelled H-E-R-T-Z. Or you can log on to paltalk.com. It's free. I hang out there quite a bit. Oh, well, my name is there. I'm not always there because I got kids. I'm usually pretty busy. But, from time to time, I pop in the room, and so we can chat there. Be sharing more information on there when time permits. But anyway, let me get back to these notes here. In the modern chicken factories, chickens are treated, guys, like exploitable commodities rather than actual living, breathing, feeling creatures. The January 30th, 1962 edition of Farmer and Stock Breeder, it's a farmer journal, perfectly illustrated the attitude that breeders have today toward these tortured animals. This sums up what has been and continues to be their attitude. It stated, "The modern egg layer is, after all, only an efficient converting machine, changing the raw material, foodstuffs, into the finished product, the eggs." So, that's all they see them as. And so when you want to maximize your profits, because that's all you're after, you find ways to get them chemically or hormonally or whatever to produce the maximum amount of eggs in the shortest amount of time, regardless what kind of suffering it inflicts on the animal. That's of no concern. Doesn't this sound a lot like our so-called healthcare system today, concerned only with profits and having no regard for human beings and their personal welfare? That's not where it's at. There are doctors in the healthcare system that do have a heart and do care. But the system itself, it's not designed with your health's interest in mind, let me tell you right now. And, anybody at this point who thinks that, you've got to be at the peak of gullibility. Anyway, and so we see the same thing in the food industry, the way the animals are treated. We'll talk some more about that when we get back, guys. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, guys, back on Truth Hurts Radio, and we got another caller. We got Jim in Arkansas. He's probably a mad farmer calling to yell at me.
Welcome to the show, mad Jim. Farmer here. glad to be on. Thanks for having me. I just had a couple of comments about what you've said already this morning, and I'm 100% behind you when you talk about the connection between how we're treated by those who have power over us and how we... how we treat others who we have power over, namely our animals. And so I think there's definite connection there. And the other comment I have is I think that what a lot of people may not realize or may not connect is that for quite a few years in this country, we've had what is known as the war on drugs going on. And this is a brutal war, and it's a war in the sense that, you know, who is... The enemy in reality are the American people. And because the public at large has basically allowed this to go on for many years now, it's coming back to haunt those in the middle who may not have ever thought they would ever be targeted by this, and that is in the form of the government telling us what we can and cannot put in our bodies.
Well, the pathetic irony is it's the government itself, the CIA primarily, that's bringing all the illegal drugs into the country in the first place.
Yes, it's total hypocrisy. It's total hypocrisy. There's no question about that. And it's total dishonesty. But because, you know, the American public has not put an end to this, we have not stood up and said, we want an end to this war on drugs, you know, the war on drugs is basically becoming expanded to the point where you know, they want total control of what you can and cannot eat and drink, put in your bodies as, excuse me, as medicine and so forth. So what kind of medical treatments you can get, so on and so forth. So I think it's, I just see it as an expansion of the war on drugs, which is a misnomer, of course. It's actually a war on the American people. So
sure.
That's just my comments. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate the call. Yeah, absolutely. You know, the point he just raised made me think of Bob Woodward's book, Bush at War. He mentioned in there how, you know, Bush shook his fists with glee over the bombing of Baghdad. You know, these people are psychopaths. They literally get off on torturing and seeing people suffer and get bombed into oblivion. You know, that picture, that famous picture of that Iraqi boy, young boy, probably 8, 9 years old, that had his arms blown off. You probably know the one I'm talking about. It was all over the place. You know, we look at that and shriek with horror. But these scumbags look at that, and they actually get excited, guys. They really do. They love this. They get off on it. And what Bob Woodward pointed out in the book, he made a good point. Of course, you know, he's ultimately a Bush butt-kisser himself, but he did bring out a good point that, going back to his early childhood, you know, Bush has always gotten off on this kind of thing. You know, he used to blow up frogs by putting firecrackers in their mouths. And in other words, that set the stage for later on in life. You know, if you get off on torturing animals, ultimately the next step is to torture people. You lose your conscience there, then you can easily translate that over into the human realm. That is how it works. And again, you know, I'll point out the film Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which is going to be the nastiest flipping thing ever to put on film. But, you know, the story is essentially based on a true story. A family of slaughterhouse workers that just went mad. And, but, you know, you can understand that. As a matter of fact, one of the highest professions, highest rate of suicide of any profession is the you know, slaughterhouse workers. And then from there it goes to psychology and psychiatry. That field produces a lot of suicide victims as well. But it makes sense. You know, you're exposed to that kind of stuff constantly. It's very depressing, and you either do commit suicide or you go crazy and you wind up, you know, killing people because it just drives you mad. You're exposed to seeing suffering all the time, bloodshed and misery and hearing animals scream in agony and pain. It desensitizes you, and you're more likely to snap and do something like, you know, this Texas Chainsaw Man. I mean, I'm, you know, that is the extreme, obviously, but it happens. And I'm not saying everybody who works in a slaughterhouse is going to do that, but once again, a lot of people do commit suicide who work in that field. It does have an effect on you mentally. Let's put it that way. You know, it's horrible. Anyway, let's go on here. As you might guess, male chickens have no use to the layer breeders, those who breed, you know, hens for laying eggs. So what do you think happens to the male chicks? Well, according to the 1980 book Animal Factories, this is what we're told. They are literally thrown away. We watched at one hatchery as chick pullers weeded males from each tray and dropped them into heavy-duty plastic bags. Our guide explained, we put them in a bag and let them suffocate. So, once again, you know, if you're capable of doing this day after day after day with literally thousands of these little baby chicks. As a matter of fact, over 500,000 male chicks are disposed of in this fashion every day in the United States. Over 500,000 of them. So you can imagine, if you're doing this day after day after day, thousands of chicks, just putting them in a bag and suffocating them, that is going to do something to your psyche. It's just the reality of it. It's not avoidable. Wow, we're getting a lot of callers today. I got Malcolm in Illinois. Welcome to the show, Malcolm.
Yeah, how you doing, Charles?
Hey, you're out there in farm country, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I was just listening to your show today, and I had something I wanted to share with you. I had been thinking about how people are desensitized, especially the people who are writing the movies. some of these movies, these horror stories you see, you have to really think about what the heck the writer's going through their mind. I seen the movie, well, I didn't even look at all of them, Predator versus Alien, and it got to the part where I think one of the monsters went into where the hospital was at with the infants and started killing the babies. I turned it off right then and there. I said, now what kind of idiot mindset would write a movie where he shows the monsters going in there to kill babies? I mean, that's
yeah,
horrible.
I hear you.
You know,
yeah.
It's just horrible.
Well, you know, a good example, too, you got Jack Nicholson. Over the years, almost every role he has played has been that of a psychopath. And I must say, he does it quite well. So you almost have to wonder, wow, is this guy like that in real life? Well, I've heard enough stories about his real life escapades that convince me he probably is. He's probably not acting.
Yeah, you got to start thinking about that. When the actors keep doing the same roles over and over again, you got to wonder, what is their psyche? You know?
Yeah. He is a complete jerk in real life, so his acting roles probably emulate something that's already there in real life.
Yeah, I didn't know much about Jack Nicholson, but that is interesting. You know, but yeah, so you talking about psychopaths, we really need to look at these Hollywood writers, man, really.
And then the people who watch these films, I mean, it's doing something to them, too. In fact, that's a science. They know it is. That's why they make movies like this. Desensitizing you. You know, Hitler used to do that. Before he would show the main feature in a theater, he would have these films shown of, you know, rabbits being slaughtered or something in a slaughterhouse. It was all just to desensitize people. It was supposed to be a mini clip documentary thing, you know, but it was just designed to desensitize so that his tyranny would look more acceptable, become yeah. more the norm, you know.
Yeah, let me tell you, I was, many years ago, I was in the county jail. And in the county jail, we all have to watch, you know, one TV. So we have to be over 200 people watching one TV, right? And they had this show called Mikey or something. It was about a little boy going around killing people. And every time he would kill somebody, you use some kind of object to blunt some little girl in the head, these guys would be laughing. I mean, they sit there and literally be laughing. Where you be like, oh, my God, he did that. These guys were sitting there laughing. And it just really got me to see just how sick our society is. People are really sick and you don't know it.
Excuse me. Yeah, well, that's how it works. I mean, you got all these people over in Iraq now who have taken part in the El Gharib torture thing. And it's no big deal to them. In fact, if you've ever seen, you know, I did actually see some of the pictures and I just had to stop. It was so sickening. But the few that I saw, there was that woman, I forget her name now, but she played a major role in this. And they were, you know, not only torturing them, but doing things to them of a sexual nature. And I'm sitting there thinking, these sick little, you know, blankety blanks. But this is what they've been trained to do. From the time they were young, they've been desensitized with all the crap in the movies and TV shows and then, of course, the video games. It
yeah.
glorifies this. And, you know, so what they're doing is just playing out in real life what they saw in the fantasy shows that already prepped them for this, already conditioned them mentally.
Yeah, but I mean, it's sad, and I'm just like, where does this stuff, where is it going to lead us to, you know?
Yeah.
So.
It's not a pretty picture.
No.
Anyway.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thanks, Malcolm. Thanks for your call.
All right, bye.
Yeah, good points. And like I said, you know, it's no wonder that people in the slaughterhouse, you know, either snap and do some crazy stuff or wind up committing suicide because they're being desensitized, whether they realize it or not. That's just a natural consequence of being exposed to this kind of environment all the time. It's a horrible, horrible job. I don't know how people can do it. I really don't. But anyway, like I said, over 500,000 male chicks are disposed of in this fashion every day, and yet they are the lucky ones. Usually the chicks that are raised for meat, the broilers, as they're called, which ordinarily, you know, they would live to 15, 20 years if they had a normal life. But under the conditions they raised for meat, they only make it to about 2 months before being slaughtered. So these young chicks that are suffocated at an early, you know, age as babies, again, they're the lucky ones. These chicks that are raised for meat are kept crammed into very confined conditions, in their artificially lighted warehouses. And because of this, the chickens often go mad. They literally peck at one another out of sheer stress from the overcrowding problem, the conditions of being stuffed in, packed in. Literally, there's no space for them to even turn around. So to combat this dilemma, what do the factory farmers do? Do they expand their territory? Do they give them more room to move around? No, of course not. This is a simple answer to that. All they do is snip off the tips of their beaks, with no anesthesia, of course. And this, of course, causes tremendous pain that lasts for weeks on end. And because of this, many are actually not able to eat again because of that, and they wind up starving to death. Of course, the farmers are right there to watch for that. If they see that certain ones aren't eating, they'll quickly send them off to market before they starve to death and dwindle down to nothing and there's no meat on them. We can't make money. We don't want a loss of profits. When only 2 days old, chicks often have their toes cut off as well, since they often get caught in the wires of their cages. Sometimes their toe flesh between the toes will actually grow around the caging. They'll get a cut, and then that cut will heal around the wires. So when they go to pull them out, they're stuck. Their flesh has grown around the wires. So to prevent that, again, they just cut their toes off when they're chicks, and no anesthetic, nothing. That's no problem. Just snip, snip. Yeah, that took care of that problem. Next. Another horror that is commonly found in this environment is the ammonia burns that are often seen in chickens' eyes, caused by the pervasive odor of manure fumes that they can't ever escape from 24/7. Because of all the rapid growth hormones, guys, that these chickens are injected with, their hearts and lungs cannot keep up with the growth of the rest of their bodies, and so often they actually suffer and die from congestive heart failure. Their bodies grow too quick, but they don't care about that. That's of no consequence. They got that down to a science too. They test them. If they're getting sick, okay, let's hurry up and sell them before they die from congestive heart failure. Then they'll be useless to us. So it doesn't matter that they're getting congestive heart failure, that they're getting sick, that their bodies are breaking down because of the growth. Looking at profits. And it doesn't matter that when you eat that meat, you're taking in those growth hormones and it's messing you all up. Again, no, that doesn't matter. The FDA certainly isn't concerned. Who do you think funds the FDA, guys? Or where they get a good deal of their funding from? It's from the meat industry, the dairy industry that does all this stuff. The chickens are also fed a steady diet of antibiotics and a whole host of other nasty chemical substances. And, of course, as I said, ultimately those substances are taken into the systems of those who eat these animals for food. To save money and maximize profits, chickens that are set to go to the slaughterhouse are deprived of food for their last 30 hours of their lives, since this food does not convert into meat and therefore won't make them any more money. So in their thinking, to maximize profits and minimize expenditures, they don't feed them the last 30 hours. Again, that would be a waste of foodstuffs. It's not going to turn to meat anyway, so why bother? So we'll let them be in a desperate state of starvation when we send them off to the slaughterhouse. Unbelievable. When senior layer hens have reached the end of their productivity, they are put through an ordeal called forced molting. They're suddenly cut off from all food, water, and light for a period of about 2 days. If they survive, and many don't, but if they do survive, this generally shocks their system into becoming productive once again for at least another 2 months or so, at which time, they're finally finished egg laying. You're not going to get any more eggs out of them, and therefore they send them off to the slaughterhouse. But this is yet another way that they've come up with to exploit them even more, get more eggs out of them, even though it's going to make them, very sick. It doesn't matter. long as they get more eggs. That's the only concern. You see, it comes back to the issue of when you don't have concern and compassion for these creatures, you're not going to have concern and compassion for your fellow man either. And they don't, clearly. Because as they abuse these animals and pump them with more and more chemicals, they know darn well that those chemicals are going to wind up in the digestive tracts of the human consumers, and that's going to have very adverse effects on their health, but they don't care about that. If they don't care about the chickens, they're not going to care about you either, guys. That's just the bottom line. Once you've been desensitized to not care about animals, you're not going to care about people either. All you're looking for is profit. So what does it matter if people get sick from your food products? As long as it looks and smells good on the day of sale. Oh, and they got things to do that with, too. Now, they got sprays so it sounds appealing. They'll brush the maggots off. They do it all the time in the stores, never mind in the factory farms and the slaughterhouses. The shortcuts that take place in the markets. Oh, it's unbelievable. Stick with us, guys. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys. Earth Radio. We actually have yet another caller on the line. We got Barbara in New York. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Hello, Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah, there. I think somebody's messing with your lines there. You keep fading out.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't know
like your topic, Charles.
I guess not.
Okay, I just wanted to tell you I'm one of your biggest fans, and I'm very sorry to hear you be leaving RBN. But in reference to your topic today, I've been a vegetarian for almost 40 years, since 1969,
wow.
Yeah. And actually, my choice was for spiritual reasons, because I love animals. And, you know, I love all God's creatures. And I can't even imagine anybody that saw how these animals were treated. As you were describing in the factory farms, it is so sick. This is just sick. Anybody that visits one of these places, I believe if they could continue to eat the products, meat that comes from these places, there's something very wrong.
Yeah, knowing what's actually done, it's disgusting.
It's really awful. You know, and also, in addition to being a vegetarian, I've been involved in humane education and animal rights activism for many years. And have you ever heard of the Hagen's pigeon shoot, Charlie?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
okay.
It's in Pennsylvania, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Yeah.
Well, I went there one time. I don't know how I got my nerve to go there, because I get so angry, plus heartbroken, when I saw what was going on there. But they actually gather these pigeons. They gather them from cities, you know, all over the country. And they just capture them, and they put them in these cages. And then they have these drunk rednecks that show up at the event. And they have a picnic, like a family picnic. And they indoctrinate their children, they call them trapper boys. After they shoot, they just release them from the cages, and they shoot them with some kind of, I don't know what they're using, some kind of rifles or shotguns. And all the people are out there cheering. It's like a fun day picnic watching animals die. And
right.
Then the little boys, these are like 12-year-old boys, they go out, they're called the trapper boys. They break the pigeons' necks on a side of a shed, or they strangle them. It is just so sick. And the
sounds
one
like the Gaza Strip.
It's horrible. It's carnage. It's carnage,
yeah.
And it indoctrinates people, and it inures people to cruelty. You know, it's just absolute cruelty. And the one time when I showed up there, I was doing a TV show at the time, and I was there with my cameraman. We were filming this to show people, just like you're doing today, this is what really goes on. This is the mindset that we have. Guess who showed up?
Oh, the FBI?
Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, you're
full
kidding.
Regalia. They showed up to support the shoot, because they learned that we, the animal rights people, were going to be there to protest. And it was quite a debacle. I had confrontations with all these sort of drunk rednecks and everything. And I was just so disgusted. I've never been more disgusted in my life.
Well, you know, I'm getting ahead of myself here, but, you know, the FBI has been watching a lot of animal rights protesters very closely. If I have time on the show, I'm going to...
That's right, Charlie.
Yeah, aren't you glad that your tax dollars at use, you know, that they're going after... hey, you know, if they can cover up crimes like 9/11, I suppose that makes sense that they go after...
They have us listed as terrorists.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
No doubt about
anyway, we got to go to break. Did you want to stay on to the break?
Sure, I'd love to.
Okay, great. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.